Well, when I was in grade school, we were taught at the beginning of each assignment paper, you know, to write on the top of the paper, JMJ, for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And in that way to kind of, you know, dedicate our schoolwork to the Holy Family. But much more than just being some people that we can dedicate our schoolwork to, the Holy Family is really itself a school in which we can learn how to live a good Christian family life. And so in our readings today, actually we get two holy families, if you will, not only Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but also the family of Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. And these two families teach us two great lessons for our families, the lesson of faith and the lesson of obedience. And indeed, both of these lessons have a kind of deeper fruit that comes out of these virtues. So let's start with the lesson on faith. And let's look at the holy family of Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. Certainly, Mary and Joseph are examples to us of faith as well. But the Bible always holds us up, the family of Abraham, as a special example and model of faith. Certainly, Abraham and Sarah must have had a lot of faith to believe that even though they were really old and not able to have children, that God promised them a son. And then when they did finally receive their son, Isaac, God asked Abraham to sacrifice him, to give up this greatest blessing that he'd ever been given. And again, because of his great faith, Abraham was willing to do that. As the letter to the Hebrews says today, he reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead. So, you know, to believe that you could sacrifice your son and then God would raise him up from the dead, that takes a lot of faith, as you can imagine. Now, what is the fruit of this great faith? Well, again, the scriptures are very explicit. They tell us that the faith of Abraham and his family was credited to them as an act of righteousness. Or another translation there is justification. Now, as I was younger, I used to struggle a lot with this idea of justification. What exactly does it mean? St. Paul talks about it all the time and other people as well. But what is righteousness? What is justification? I'll give you an example. Earlier this year, there was a patch in my parents' lawn that needed to be kind of smoothed out. So my dad and I, we drug out our old rotor tiller, which, you know, hadn't been started in like over a year. So you know how that is. You got to clean the whole thing out, put new fluids in it, adjust it all to get it in proper order. And then even after that was all done, I must have pulled that sucker 100 times before we could ever get it to start. I was totally exhausted by the time we got done. Well, in a way, that is what justification is. We couldn't get that rotor tiller started until every little bit and piece was in perfect adjustment and harmony and just the right way. That's what God gives us in the grace of justification. He takes every little detail, every aspect of our lives, and he brings it into perfect harmony with himself. And you can maybe see how that's important for family life. Because so often, we don't have that kind of harmony and balance in our family. Why? Because of what we bring into family life. I come home, I'm upset, I'm frustrated, I'm tired from work or from school or from this other relationship in my life, right? And instead of being able to make an act of faith, to put it in the hands of God, to experience that grace of justification and that perfect harmony that we have with God, instead, we bring that the disharmony into our family life, right? We take it out on everybody else around us. So that's the first lesson, is if we can, like Abraham and Sarah, make that act of faith, give those troubles that we experience every day into the hands of God and experience that grace of justification, then we can also bring that harmony and peace into our interactions with the rest of the people in our family. So, then we move to lesson two, which is we turn now to, you know, the Holy Family par excellence, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the gospel today, to look at the lesson of obedience. Now, this gospel, of course, is the presentation of Jesus in the temple, and it's part of this whole Christmas theme of God making himself visible, manifesting himself to the world in Jesus Christ. That's why we have the prophet Simeon today saying, you know, he is a light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory of his people Israel. Here he is. Well, in the midst of this great scene of God revealing himself, how is Mary and Joseph, how are they playing their part in revealing God to the world? They do it by obedience to God's command. So we hear that they present Jesus in the temple in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. And then we're told again at the end of the reading, when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee. So they really take seriously this obedience to the law of God. Now, obviously, we all know that obedience to the law of God is important, but why is it so important for our family life? The ancient thinker and philosopher Aristotle, he described friendship as when two people are brought together because of their love for a transcendent third, right? It's that focus on this something outside of themselves that brings the two of them together. Well, that is very much the way that family life works as well. Think about, in fact, the times that we are most family, if you will, the times that we're all gathered together and really growing in our love and our family life. It's usually those special occasions. Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, things like these. Because there's this kind of third thing that draws us all together, that we're all focused on together. Well, that is what the law of the Lord does as well. When we obey the law of the Lord, it draws us closer to God, closer to each other, and away from the world. And what we call that is holiness. That's really the deeper fruit of obedience to the law of God is holiness. Because remember, part of what it means to be holy is to be set apart, to be consecrated to God. And when we as a family obey the commandments of God, that is what we are doing. We're setting ourselves apart for God, drawing closer to him and farther away from the world. And so, like the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we in our family can become holier when we obey each day God's commandments. So let us look to, again, on this Feast of the Holy Family, the Holy Family as our school. And let's learn these two lessons of how we can experience justification if we will put our faith in God, and how we can experience holiness if we will obey God's commands. And in that way, let us learn from the school of the Holy Family until our own families truly can be called holy.